Brilliant theater is not always fun. The best playwrights and plays succeed because they depress, rattle, upset, and stun us with stories that are heartrending, unsettling, and sometimes just plain unpleasant. Because, of course, life is unpleasant sometimes. Life can be heartrending and painful. And theater, simply put, is a reflection of life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Which brings us to Samuel D. Hunter's The Whale, now running at Marin Theater Company in Mill Valley. A critical hit last year in New York, The Whale serves up a fearlessly blunt, bitter, but supremely compassionate slice of life that is beautifully written, emotionally naughty, and anything but traditionally enjoyable. Directed with documentary straightforwardness by Jason Minidakis, The Whale may be the best new play I've seen this year. And yet, I cannot think of another show or another set of characters I have felt more beaten up, assaulted, and challenged by. Charlie is a 600-pound shut-in, an English teacher with a death wish he is close to accomplishing. Charlie, in a remarkable performance by the non-obese Nicholas Pilsker, is brought to life with an impressive body-sized prosthetic, which doesn't always look exactly right, a skinny man's head and neck attached to a large man's body, but it certainly makes the point. Charlie rarely moves from his shabby couch, and when he does, wheezing and grimacing, it's with great effort and obvious pain. Still grieving the absence of his long-dead lover, who ironically starved himself to death 10 years ago, Charlie's aching heart barely functions to keep him breathing, and yet Charlie, large-hearted in every sense of the word, somehow manages to see the best in other people while stubbornly abandoning all hope and faith in himself, aggressively deconstructing any remaining will to live. As Charlie resists the loving encouragement of his best friend Liz, he finds himself reaching out to two unlikely strangers, a troubled young Mormon missionary and Ellie, Charlie's deeply resentful teenage daughter who hasn't seen her father since she was 2. Ellie, adding to the overall discomfort of the play, is easily the most hateful, angry, cruel, and unlikable character I've seen on stage in a long time. Ellie hates everyone and everything, especially Charlie, who still somehow loves her, is thrilled with her every ugly utterance, and sees her as amazing, even when she snaps shots of him and posts them to Facebook with cruel commentary. Charlie still sees her as amazing. And that's one of the many miracles of Hunter's ingenious drama. Through Charlie's insistence, we, the audience, eventually start trying, cautiously and skeptically, to somehow try and see what Charlie sees in this sociopathic monster that is his daughter. And conversely, in the face of Ellie's disgust with her father's appearance, we start to wish she'd see what we see. The good, if wounded, and frustratingly suicidal man that he is under that fat suit. The play, in subtle ways, is really about seeing below the surface of things, looking deeper. And there is the definition of successful theater. Theater allows us to enter the lives of others so deeply we begin to see the world, good, bad, or ugly, through their eyes. It's not fun. In fact, as in The Whale, the experience is often devastating. But in the end, it's well worth the pain. The Whale runs Tuesday through Sunday through October 26th at Marin Theater Company, marintheater.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.